I'm happy now to welcome Dina Aquilina. She is the general manager of Beneficial Farms CSA, which stands for Community Supported Agriculture. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks.
So Community Supported Agriculture is really making a name for itself. It's been around for a while. I mean, this is something people have been doing for, what, a decade or so?
Probably a couple. It started in New England, I think, in the 80s.
And what is it? How does it work?
Well, you prepay, basically, and to give the farmers a little something to work with financially, and then you share in the harvest when harvest time comes around, which is pretty much all year round, depending on where you live.
So I would prepay a certain amount, and then starting at the time of year when things are growing, you show up in a place and you bring home a big bag of vegetables and fruits.
Yes, and we are now year-round.
Is that right?
Because we're regional. So we work with 40 different farms in New Mexico, Colorado, Texas. And so during the winter, we do things like root crops and dried beans and quinoa from Colorado, honey, juice, and cheese made from local milk.
So it's not just fruits and vegetables.
It's not. It expands a lot more in the wintertime in terms of what our members get.
So what is the advantage of it over going to a store and just buying their vegetables and fruits there?
Well, one of the things is that it's a surprise every week. And that works for some people. An ideal CSA member loves to cook and loves to be adventurous and likes to eat with the seasons of where they live. And it cuts down on your time spent in the car and your time running around shopping in different places, because you pick up your bag of food on Thursday and then you know what you need to fill in maybe at the farmer's market. It's not a substitute for the farmer's market. I think it's an addition to it for those of us who are addicted to going to the farmer's market.
Right, right.
And we also support some of the same farmers who sell here.
So it's basically for those who, like me, who don't always get up early on Saturdays, it's a way of getting your vegetables.
Yes.
Uh-huh. From somewhere else.
Yes.
This particular farm, Beneficial Farms, are they an all-organic farm, or what's it like?
We work with 40 different farms,
and
they're not all certified organic, but they are all chemical-free. A lot of farmers, it's a lot of paperwork and hassle to get certified organic, and so some of them don't, although that's what they actually do. They just don't have the certification. So all of our farmers don't use chemical fertilizer or chemical pesticides, so it's all chemical-free.
Do you have people who work with any kinds of meat or poultry?
Yes, we do. And we have organic meat. We have beef and pork and chicken at this time. And we also have an egg option where you can get a dozen eggs every week if you want, or less often than that. And the thing that we're really excited about right now is we've just worked with some software developers in California who quit their jobs and started to form CSA online services. And so now people can sign up online, and in a couple of weeks they'll be able to buy extras online as well, because we do a lot of extras. In addition to the weekly share, you can order honey and cheese and meat, pickles, eggs, lots of different value-added items like that in addition to the regular fruit and vegetable share every week.
What the regular fruit and vegetable share of your week that you get if you just sign up to do CSA would feed a family of 1, 10, 4?
It depends on how you eat. If you eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, one person can do a share. They can also, depending on how you eat, do a family, of a mom and dad and a couple of kids.
What is your favorite thing about doing this? How long have you been doing it yourself?
Well, I started in the early 90s when Steve first started this CSA. And I like the surprise. I like that part of it. I like not having to run around a lot to have, these surprises. We're having a vegetable in our in our distribution this week that I've never heard of. It's called scorzonera.
That sounds nice and Italian to me.
And it's a root vegetable we're getting from Teague and Cosma Channing from Las Trampas, New Mexico. And I look forward to this new vegetable that I've never heard of.
Amazing. What do you do if you don't like, if you hate beets or if there's some vegetable? Can you exclude any one vegetable or fruit?
What we do is we have an exchange table at our distributions. And we prime it with a few different items. So you can exchange what you don't like for whatever's on the exchange table.
And vegetables grow, I mean, people are making, people are growing arugula and other vegetables and stuff all year round. What about fruits? Let's talk about the fruits that are available.
Yes, people can't really grow some of the fruits that we provide. We have one of our farms is Shiraz Winery down in La Luz, New Mexico, and so they provide us pomegranates. We had pomegranates last year for probably 4 or 5 weeks during
Wow.
the summer. We get figs from them and other things that don't grow in northern New Mexico. We work with an organic farm in Texas, and we had grapefruits during the winter several times. And right now, when there's no fruit in northern New Mexico of any sort, we have fair trade organic bananas from Ecuador.
So you really are working not just with local or regional farms. You're working with farms from all over the place.
Well, I say that we stretch the edges of our region.
To Ecuador?
Yes, when we need to. When there's no fruit available here, we always have at least one fruit in the distribution every week, and sometimes two and three.
And if it's fair trade, that's nice to know.
Yes.
That means that the people who grow them are not getting completely and totally shafted by the fruit growers.
That's right. And that's why the only way we would go out of our region would be for something that was fair trade.
Would you say that by participating and getting your vegetables and fruits through CSA that you do definitely reduce your carbon footprint?
Well, I think so, because you're not driving all around, you know, trying to buy things from different places. You have that one trip that you've made, and then you know what you need to add to that.
And the fruit is coming from, I mean, the tricky part is that where the fruits and vegetables and other products are coming from.
And we're generally hitching a ride on another truck that's already coming, so we're using systems that are already in place, so we're not sending a truck to do this. It's using systems that are already there.
What else should people know about community-supported agriculture?
Well, it's very fresh. I mean, it's incredibly fresh.
Are the vegetables tastier than...
Well, I don't know about that. I'm sure they are tastier than stuff that you get in the supermarket that's been sitting around for a few weeks. In terms of the freshness, it's really amazing, and it's really beautiful. The food is really beautiful. Last week, we had these Michele Choy from Taos Pueblo that were 2.5 feet long.
What's
it's
that?
It's a form of bok choy, and they were massive. They were huge.
Has it changed the way you cook?
It stretches you. And we have a blog, and so we have recipes every week for what we're providing. And if we have a new food, what we call a new food or a unique food, such as atole or quinoa, we will have a little flyer for members that has recipes and explains this new food to them.
Is there anything like a trial membership if you want to just kind of see how it works in your life?
Yes, with our new system online, you can join up and try us out for a month, for 4 weeks, and see how things go.
Have you ever gotten into a position where you're just kind of like buying things and then end up composting, or do you find that you really use it?
I really use it. And one of the strategies that works well in the summer, particularly when there's a real abundance of things, is to start to freeze. And I make a lot of soups and stews and do it that way so that during the winter I can still eat locally.
Dina Aquilina is the general manager of Beneficial Farms Community Supported Agriculture. You can find them on the web at beneficialfarm.com, and you can also call 505-470-4000. 1969. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Good Morning Jazz features Artist of the Month Dave Holland in a support role with other jazz groups. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. We'll see you tomorrow. Ciao.